Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder. And we've got a special two-part Faith in Action for you today. And our first guest, well, I'll let MJ introduce him.
Our guest today is Mike Pointer, and he is the founder of the We Can Help, Inc., and we're talking specifically about Clothe the Child today. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Did you get your fill of Thanksgiving, of pumpkin pie? Pecan pie.
Actually, pecan pie is one of my favorites.
I love pecan pie. And you can only, you know, if I don't get it at Thanksgiving, I feel guilty going out and getting it after. Not, Christmas isn't the same, but Thanksgiving. So do you always have it at Thanksgiving?
Always at Thanksgiving.
And
but
pumpkin.
It doesn't really fit into my diet very well, so try to do it just once a year.
Oh, I know, but it's so wonderful. And turkey, nothing like leftovers. All right, couldn't put up the tree this last weekend either because it's a little bit early almost. Almost a little bit early. What? What?
Yeah, my wife says it's never too early.
It's never too early. All right, let's talk about this. First, tell us a little bit about you. So what parish do you belong to? What side of town? Tell us about your wife. How long have you been married? Kids?
I've been married for 16 years to my beautiful wife, Dodie. And I have four children.
Four, God
bless. Four children,
you.
Yeah. Two are twins, so that's been a very exciting experience.
Oh, my goodness, how old are the twins?
The twins are six.
6 years old.
And then my older son is 13 years old, and then I have a daughter that's 11.
Oh, my goodness, six-year-old twins. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So they're just starting school.
Absolutely.
Oh, my. I remember when they were born. Gosh, that was just a couple years ago.
I know.
Okay. So, and what parish do you belong to?
I belong to St. John Vianney.
Oh, yeah, St. John.
And Fishers. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you have a new priest now. It was Father Dzinski for years, and you have a new one. Is that Father?
Father Roland.
Father Roland, yeah, yep. Right, okay. So. All right, so tell us about We Can Help, Inc. What was the genesis of that? Why start We Can Help, Inc.?
Well, We Can Help, Inc. is a foundation that I and my partner Tom Ayers at the accounting firm started, and the whole premise behind it is to, I've always wanted to set up an organization that does great things, and we wanted to help young children in need. And so we had an opportunity with the Clothe the Child program that we've been part of to be able to do that. We are both, Tom and I are both part of the Castleton Stroma Club, and the Castleton Stroma Club has been doing the Clothe the Child twice a year, back to school and also at Christmas time. And we've been doing it, we don't have any official records, but it's probably been over 40 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and it's a very, very great program. And so I started actually chairing that program about 21 years ago because I'm a terrible shopper. And so if you're not a very good shopper, then you organize it. So right. I am actually good at the organizing part. So that's how it got started. And so we've been doing it for 21 years. And we realized that there was, we started out with the program doing about 25 kids at each one of the events. And about 4 years ago, we realized that the need was so great. And there's just so many kids out there that just need help that we decided to actually double the number of children that we were trying to help. And so we're now doing about 50 kids per event. And in order to do that, we needed to find a way to be able to raise the money to fund it. And that's where we decided to set up a foundation so that we can raise enough money. Our goal is to raise about $150,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're well on our way. Okay. And our goal is to raise $150,000. And if we can do that, it should be able to at least fund that program at least one time a year. And then we do some other fundraising activities to raise the other half.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Clothe the Child. What are we talking about? You said back to school in September, I imagine, or August. Gosh, with year-round schools, could be any time. So back to school and Christmas. But what does that day look like? And I know you partner with, in Castleton at the mall? You partner with someone in Castleton?
Yes. Yes. We meet at JCPenney's at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, goodness.
I know, bright and early. we meet at JCPenney's, and we have our 50 kids. They usually come with a parent or two, or in the situation with the different organizations, sometimes they come with caseworkers, or they come with we also work with so the organizations that we work with Big Brothers Big Sisters,
right.
The Deaf School, Indiana School for the Blind, Bethany Christian. And so with these different organizations, they have typically people that come with them to help them and assist them. So when we're all said and done, there's probably 250 people there.
Oh, my goodness. Now, do you have to limit the number of people? I mean, do you say to the deaf school or to the school for the blind, I can give you 10 or 15, and then you have to cut it off, or do you pretty much fill their need?
Well, I will tell you this. I have never said no to a child in need. So we typically start out at 50, but sometimes there's fluctuations. So we may end up at 52, I think, is what we're going to be at this year. So this will probably be our largest event. But yes, I do. I try to, spread it out and use different organizations and try to get as many of the kids as I can. So I let them know that I need 10 kids from the organization, and that's usually what they provide me. So I ask them to, give me a list of their sizes and all their needs. This isn't a toy event really. So we're looking for, what types of, coats and shoes.
So basic needs.
Basic needs.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
All right. And then JCPenney's partners with you. So they give you a percentage off, or obviously they let you in early, but then do you get a reduced rate on all of everything that you get from them?
They do. They are absolutely fantastic, and they always have been. They've done such a great job of helping us. Their staff actually comes in early. They open their store just for us. So they open the store just for us at 7 a.m. and it's just us.
Wonderful.
I don't think their store opens till 9, so their people have to come in early, and they're just amazing. But they do. They give us a very large discount, so the kids can, they walk out of there with two big bags of clothes and a huge smile on their face.
Now do the children get to pick things off the rack themselves? Is that how it works, or are these already pre-packaged for them?
So what I do is I coordinate my volunteers. So I'll go out into the community and friends, family, coworkers, and I actually get volunteers for each one of the kids. So the caseworkers provide me with the names of the kids because they know their kids better than I do.
Sure.
And so they provide me with their names, and then I match it up with the volunteers. So we've got someone from, that's going to represent the Castleton Sertoma Club or the group of volunteers. So they help the kids shop. So, yeah, they get to do a little bit of shopping themselves. But, we have someone there with, the actual list that says,
sure.
Hey, you need coats and shoes.
They're a little personal shopper,
yeah.
If you will.
Sometimes their eyes get pretty big and they get excited. So.
Oh, yeah. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today, Mike Poyner. He is the founder of We Can Help, Inc. And we're talking about Clothe a Child. Now, this event's coming up at the end of this week, as a matter of fact. So if there are people that are listening, of course, you already have your kids picked out. But this is an ongoing need every year.
Yes.
Right. I don't know if you have returning kids or if the kids are different every year, if you've seen some over and over again. But if someone is listening and they think, gosh, this is just right up my alley and I'd love to help, what do you do?
Well, this year, like I said, we set up the foundation. We have a webpage. And if you go to the webpage, which is wecanhelpinc.org, you can get online and you can actually see the video that shows, we had a professional video done last year that shows the entire event so that you can really
wow.
and get a flavor for what it's all about. And there's also a contact form on there. So if you happen to be interested in wanting to volunteer for the next event, which would be coming up and back to school next year in August, fill that form out, press send, it'll come right to me, and I will add you to the list, and I will send you out information when we get ready to do the program next year.
Now, what age children participate in your program?
We have children anywhere from the age of 4 to typically 17.
Oh, my goodness. So. Oh, all across the board. Well, this is a particular time when, of course, we feel more generous because I think all of us look back to a time when maybe we didn't have as much, and maybe we have a little bit more, and of course, we're motivated to help. But as we mentioned earlier, you have needs all through the year. I mean, this is an event that's going to continue. So other than personal donations, do you have an ongoing, do you have a fundraiser? Have you had a fundraiser, or is this, are you like the little sisters of the poor? You're begging. You're always asking for money.
We're always asking for help. Sure. You know, God calls us to give of our time, talent, and treasure.
Sure.
And so we're always looking for people to partner with to come in and be able to help us out in all three of those areas.
So you don't have a big fundraiser.
We're working on that. We got our board of directors set up, and so we're actually, you know, meeting a couple times throughout the year, and we're looking for ideas of different fundraisers. And so hopefully we'll be very successful with that, and we'll be able to continue this in the future.
How do you see the program growing? I mean, 5-10 years down the road, what do you anticipate?
Well, once we have the Clothe the Child aspect of that funded through the foundation, my goal, and I think the goal of the board of directors, is to look for other ways to penetrate the community. To find other needs where we can, you know, we really want to concentrate on helping needy children. And sure. I think that's really what our goal is. The Clothe the Child's a great program. We're going to do that twice a year. But I'd like to see us, you know, with some fresh ideas and some people that can come in and work with us to be able to come up with new ways to help people mm-hmm. within the community.
So there's a reason that you've done this for 20 years, Mike. I mean, you look back and I know that you've been involved with the Sertoma Club, the Castleton Sertoma Club. But when you got involved 20, 21 years ago, it was a great, you know, great idea the first time you did it. Oh, that felt good. Second time. But you've been doing it for at least 20 years. What is it? I mean, what is it about? Is there a particular story that you look back on, or maybe some kid or some family that you think, this is why I do this?
I will never forget a Clothe the Child that we had several years ago. A very young girl. They had decked her out from head to toe. You know, new shoes, new shirt, new shorts, jacket, everything. And they tried to actually take the clothes off of her to put them in the bag so that she could go check out. And she started crying. I mean, she was very upset because she didn't believe that she was going to actually be able to keep the clothes.
Aww.
And so they actually came to me and said, hey, what can we do? And I said, well, hold on, I'll be right back. I went and I grabbed the cashier and I said, you know, here's our problem. She doesn't want to take these clothes off because she's afraid she can't keep them. And she said, not a problem. I said, well, can we ring her up with them still on her? She said, set her right up here. And so the joy that you get to see and the opportunity to be able to look at these kids and watch them, you know, it builds their self-esteem. It really helps them, you know, feel that joy and the love that you're being able to give them, and just the joy of being able to give and provide something to them that they probably wouldn't have been able to receive.
You know what's going to happen, Mike, is you're now into it for so long that some of these children may be at a place in their life that they have such vivid memories of the good that you did that the ripple effect, they may be able to be in a position to help someday mm-hmm. themselves.
The greatest goal here is that we can, you know, work with these kids now, and someday I know they're thriving in their community, and they're going to be able to be in a position where someday they'll be able to give back just like we were able to
Amen.
Give to them.
Is this something that if somebody on the south side of town or the west side of town might want to start kind of a branch of, they might be able to do, or maybe you could help them set up their own?
You know, absolutely. But right now, if someone's interested in being a part of it and helping, you know, donate their time, talent, and treasure and being a part of this great organization, give me a call, send me an email, or touch base with me on the website, because I'd just be happy to have more people involved.
And the website, one more time.
It's www.wecanhelpinc.org.
Mike Poynter, founder, wecanhelpinc.org. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you for
doing all of this. Amen.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Jim Ganley
and
MJ
Crowder, two of your favorite guests.
You know, we don't get to do this very often, Jim, and that is kind of take a step back and have a Faith in Action slow motion.
Well, you know, you get new listeners every day in radio, and as they listen, they gradually hear little bits and pieces at a time and kind of piece it all together what it's all about. But every now and then it's nice to kind of just take a step back and remind everybody that there's lots of different aspects to Catholic radio. There's lots of different ways you can support it. And of course, when I mentioned support, it is listener supported. If you're someone who listens to Catholic radio every day, you know, it's free. You don't have to stick a coin in your radio to make it work or anything like that. You don't get a bill for it at the end of the month. You can just listen anytime you want. But it does cost us considerably to keep Catholic radio on the air. So we depend on listener support. And if you're one of our regular donors, thank you very much. If you haven't joined yet, you can certainly do that by visiting our website, catholicradioindy.org, or just by giving us a call at 317-870-8400. Those are some of the ways you can donate, but there's some other ways as well.
You know, we talk about this a little bit in the first part of the year, and we talked about it a little bit over the summer, but actually we haven't talked about it in several months, and that is actually my favorite way of shopping. and I just recently, because I got a new tablet, once you sign up on your tablet or your phone or your home computer, it's on there. And of course, I'm talking about Amazon Smile. It is the very same website as Amazon. It is all the same stuff. And now that we're drawing, of course, into Advent and Christmas is ever closer, and there's birthdays all throughout the year, Mother's Day, Godparents' gifts, confirmations, baptism, First Holy Communion. I hate to say it, but Amazon really is my preferred way to shop most of the time. And if you go on to just Smile at Amazon or Amazon Smile, either way it comes up. And all it asks you, Catholic Radio 89.1, 90.9 FM is already pre-fed in there.
So just Catholic Radio Indy.
It's all you have to put in
there. That's it, one time.
And it comes up and it says, is that what you want? And you say yes. And every time you order anything on, and but you have to go to Smile at Amazon, it will say thank you for your donation to Catholic Radio. And Jim, I think it's 1 or 2%, something like that, 1% maybe, or
it's around 1%, give or take a little. Yeah. But it doesn't cost the consumer anything at all.
Anything at all, of course.
It doesn't cost Catholic Radio anything at all. It's just a matter of the sharing a little bit with the profit, and it's worthwhile. Amazon figures it's worthwhile with people coming to their website on a regular basis. They're happy to pay for it, so we're happy to take it.
It's almost like the rewards that you get when you use a charge card, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you use a charge card and you get a little reward perk bonus back. And so every about once a quarter, we get a check here at Catholic Radio, and it doesn't cost you anything. You're doing exactly the same thing, buying exactly the same things. And I might suggest that you even look into my favorite thing, is you actually buy on a subscription basis. So my soap, my detergent, my cat food, dog food, all delivered quarterly, and Catholic Radio gets a little nick out of it.
Very nice.
You know, another thing that...
Amazon Smile.
Amazon Smile. We didn't mention this during the radiothon because we didn't want to confuse anyone, but we have new listeners to Catholic Radio all the time. We have three stations now, two in Indianapolis, one in Anderson, but there is a new way to listen to Catholic Radio, and it is actually my favorite way to listen to because it is the clearest way, it is the easiest way. I take my cell phone, I don't get charged for minutes, or and you don't get charged for minutes. If you don't get charged for minutes, Jim, you don't either. Do
oh no,
you?
Most cell plans have unlimited
minutes anymore. Yeah, mm-hmm. So if you just open up your cell phone and dial, in fact, what I do is I have it listed as Catholic Radio on air. Then you just pull it up from your contacts. 641-552-5881. The call is free. Doesn't cost you anything. But it is the clearest, I think, the clearest way to listen to Catholic Radio. 641-552-5881. And if you are like me and you have Bluetooth on your phone and on your car, I carry it around through the house when I'm doing dishes, when I'm getting ready in the morning, and then when I head out to the garage in the car radio picks it up, and I've got perfect listening. So,
and it doesn't tie up your phone either. If you get a phone call coming in, just as if you got a second call while you're on any other call, you can put it on hold, answer the other call. When you're done, go back. It doesn't tie up your phone at all, doesn't use any data. It's not an app. It's as simple as dialing a phone number, and there's somebody listening right now who says, yeah, but I got a really old cell phone that can't download anything. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's a telephone number. If your cell phone can dial a telephone number, you can listen to Catholic Radio. And you can put it on speakerphone and, as MJ mentioned, maybe Bluetooth it to your car, or just put it on speakerphone whenever you want to. It is free. Doesn't cost you anything at all. The number again is 641-552-5881. We get about 1,500 calls every month of people doing just exactly that. And so if you are frustrated that, gee, I can get Catholic Radio well over here, but I can't get it over there, or I can't get it inside my house, or can't get it inside my office, yes, you can. Dial 641-552-5881.
You know, it's worth repeating this. We Faith in Action has been on the air now for over 10 years, about 12 years. We've been doing Faith in Action, and around Christmas time, we do this during Advent, and we do it during Lent. We invite a number of priests or people who have written books or songstresses in to kind of make your Advent experience or Lent experience, but we're talking about Advent, a little bit richer, a little bit deeper. And Jim found some really interesting guests this year. We have a couple musicians that you will find very interesting. We have some wonderful new priests who have kind of given us a little Lenten insight. And that is our gift to you from Faith in Action here at Catholic Radio. And I thought we might take a minute to kind of go over. We had a couple people ask us about this. Interestingly enough, the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Maybe this is something that you could incorporate into your Advent plans this year. Think about them. There are many opportunities for communal penance services, but spiritual works of mercy. This takes us all the way back, of course, to our Baltimore Catechism. Many of us had to memorize these as kids. To instruct the ignorant. To counsel the doubtful. To admonish sinners. To bear wrongs patiently. To forgive offenses willingly, to comfort the afflicted. Maybe take a minute during this Advent and think about how those could work more effectively in your life. Maybe how you're called to use those a little bit more generously in your life. And then it's worth mentioning the corporal works of mercy. Corporal works of mercy. That is, things that you do physically. And amongst them are to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to harbor the harborless, to visit the sick, to ransom the captive, to bury the dead, to pray for the living and the dead. Corporal and spiritual works of mercy.
Boy, great, great way to do that little extra to make Advent special, because so many times, both Advent and Lent, beginning of, you pick up the little booklet at church or whatever it is, and you say, I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to, you know, do something special, and gee, it kind of gets away from you. It gets away from you. And the list that MJ was just reading there, it doesn't have to be anything major. It doesn't have to be anything spectacular that totally disrupts your day and, you know, changes the direction of your life. It can be something as little as calling somebody who's lonely or visiting somebody. So a lot of different things are great suggestions.
You know, if we used to do this when I was a kid, is we would type those out and put them in a little basket and pull one out. And during the week, the Advent week, we would focus on that particular thing. Like to clothe the naked. And if we pulled that out, it was always time for us to clean out our closets. And we would gather up baskets of clothes and give them to St. Vincent de Paul. Because it's always a time of year that you get new things.
Sure.
That you're given gifts. You're given maybe a new sweater. And that's the time to kind of go in your closet and clean them out. So maybe have a slow motion Advent this year where you slow down a little bit. And think about the things that we are admonished to do as Catholics and as Christians. And think a little bit more. You know, they always say if you really want to have the Christmas spirit, it's focusing outward instead of focusing inward. So think about doing something special for someone else. And of course, if you can do it anonymously, even better.
Wow. You know, we're getting near the end of the year. And I'm sure if people were to stop and think for a minute of some of the guests that we've had on Faith in Action, we've had a huge variety of guests, probably over 100 guests and on Faith in Action over the years. But I'll bet you there's people listening that says, yeah, but they've never talked to or they've never addressed this issue. Well, call us and let us know that. Let us know what you're thinking. Every day we discover them. I've lived in Indiana in general for about 40 years and Indianapolis for about 14 years. And still every day discover, oh, I didn't know that about Catholic organizations and groups. There's just so many and they do so much good. We'd love to feature them on Faith in Action. So if you know of somebody like that or a part of a group like that, call us. Our number is 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
You know, and be creative. Many times there are people who come to your parish, speaker who put on a seminar or put on a workshop or sometimes a mission at your church. If you know about that a little bit in advance, give us a call. We'd love to share someone who's really affected you at your parish with our Catholic community at large. So think about us, 317-870-8400, or email us.
And you know, you mentioned parish missions. A lot of those go for 2 or 3 days at a time. Most of them do. And if you go to the first night at your parish and say, wow, that person was really a spectacular speaker, well, you know that the next night and the next night, there will be the 50 or 100 people that show up. And that's 50 or 100 people that will get that message from that speaker. But think of all the radio listeners at Catholic Radio that won't be getting that message. So if you take the moment to call us and say, gee, we've got this priest or this person coming to do a mission at our church, maybe we can get them to come in sometime during the day on one of the days they're in town and record part of their message that we can share with everybody.
You know, it reminds me, Jim, you have brought several of the several of the people, of the missionaries who have come to St. Laurie de Montfort in, and we've come early in the morning the next day to record a Faith in Action. So keep us in mind here at Catholic Radio. I know Peter Kreeft is coming to Holy Rosary in the spring for Spaghetti and Spirituality. So God bless you from us here at Catholic Radio and Faith in Action. God bless you and yours, and thank you for all the support that you've given to Catholic Radio.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.